This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Republicans in Congress have so far turned up no evidence that Attorney General Eric Holder approved a failed gun trafficking operation known as Fast and Furious. But on Capitol Hill today, a House committee ratcheted up the pressure on Holder.
It threatened to hold him in contempt if the Justice Department doesn't turn over more documents in its year-old investigation. Holder says that could compromise ongoing cases, including the pursuit of the men who killed a U.S. Border Patrol agent. NPR's Carrie Johnson has our story.
Scheduling Eric Holder's latest appearance before the House Oversight Committee on Groundhog Day made a certain amount of sense. This is the sixth time he's testified about the gun trafficking fiasco run by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in the last year. But if Holder's tired of appearing, Republicans on the committee are tired of being denied access to documents. Indiana Republican Dan Burton said he was reminded of clashes he had years ago with the Clinton administration.
The conclusion that I come to is there's some things in there that's being hidden that you don't want us to see. I don't know if it involves you or some other ATF agents or some other members of the Justice Department.
But New York Democrat Adolphus Towne said nothing had emerged to show Holder approved a plan that would allow criminals access to guns as a kind of legal trap, a process known as gun walking.
Did you, Mr. Attorney General, ever authorize gun walking?
I did not. And I'll say it that way. I'm from New York, and I would say it in a different way, but I'm going to have great respect for this committee and simply say I did not.
The attorney general has not always been so restrained. The last time he faced off against California Republican Daryl Issa, they traded references to the Nixon administration and the communist witch hunts of Senator Joseph McCarthy. Today, both men kept a more or less respectful tone.
Have you disciplined anyone from Fast and Furious?
No, I've not as yet.
Holder said there have been big management shakeups at the ATF and at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Arizona, where most of the bad decisions in the gun case appear to have been made. But that was not enough accountability for Raul Labrador, a Republican from Idaho. He brought up Holder's involvement in a controversial pardon during the Clinton years.
Mr. Attorney General, I believe the American people deserve better. I believe that the American people deserve to have an attorney general that they can trust, and for that reason, I have asked for your resignation.
Holder made it clear he has no such plans.
Maybe this is the way you do things from, you know, in Idaho or wherever you're from. But understand something. I'm proud of the work that I've done as Attorney General of the United States, and looked at fairly, I think that I've done, you know, a pretty good job.
Democrats on the committee pointed out that Holder's predecessors have something to answer for, too. New York's Carolyn Maloney.
Fast and Furious was not the first, but the fourth investigation to use gun walking as a tactic to go after bigger fish. And the gun walking strategy dates back to 2006, the prior administration.
Fast and Furious, though, involved a critical difference, the death of U.S. border agent Brian Terry. Two weapons linked to the botched operation were found near his body in December 2010. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry asked Holder when Terry's killers would finally face justice.
It's 13 months after the fact, sir. That's what I'm saying. At what point are you going to take action?
As soon as we are in a position to make arrests and hold people accountable, put them in a court of law, and try them with maximum charges.
Is that likely this year?
I think that's likely this year.
The intense interest in Fast and Furious in Congress may not end so soon. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.